everybody, welcome to another episode of Keys to the Jet Podcast. I'm your host, Red, and welcome to 2026. I hope everyone is having a wonderful year so far. I know it's only a couple of days in. I hope everyone had a fantastic freaking holiday with their family, with their friends, with their frenemies, whoever. Hope you had a great holiday. Christmas, hope you got what you want. I did not. There's no new Harley underneath my tree. So I'm kind of pissed off at Santa Claus, that guy. Yeah. Well, and you know what? I didn't get put on a stick in my front yard. So there's that. Yeah. Beyond that, I mean, mine was cool for the most part. Like, overall, the weather was really shitty. The wind, the rain, it sucked. But we got through it. You know what I mean? Let's see. Listen, I want to thank everybody who's been following us and listening to us for a long time, for a while. This is what? We're moving into moving into season 3, episode 1. We're almost at 10,000 downloads total, which is crazy for something small like this, some small operation like this. But this is the year where we ramp it up, where we start putting more videos out on YouTube, start doing more things on TikTok, less on Facebook, more on Instagram and everything else. So keep your eyeballs out because I would like to get more subscribers like everyone else. You know what I mean? We're content creators and that's what we want. We're looking to engage new audience and you're the new audience. So share it with your friends. You know what? And if you've got suggestions and things like that, let me know. You know what I mean? That way you're not like, oh, this is so boring. I'm falling asleep. You know, no, I want to be funnier. I want to talk about funny shit. Let's take this back to the roots of what maintainers do. You know what I mean? You like my fancy background? For those watching on a video, my fancy, fancy background. If this is your first time here, welcome to the Jet Podcast. I'm Red, and this is a podcast that was started almost 3 years ago. I'm a prior Air Force maintainer. The other guys that were on here are prior Air Force maintainers who helped start the thing and get this thing going, and now it's mainly just me. But it would be cool to get those guys back on for an episode. Maybe interview those guys, you know what I'm saying? Interview them. Put them on the other side. Think about that. New goals? New year, new goals. Not new year, new me. I'm still the same old asshole. So new goals? Working towards pilot license this year. Finishing airframe power plant license certificate this year. Trying to get a promotion this year. Maybe move and do something different this year. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll just not be a janitor anymore. Or do something else. You know what I mean? Anyways, I hope everyone, welcome. Welcome. We're a podcast. We talk about aviation maintenance, military, and whatever else we like to talk about. That's it. Talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. Let's see. Got some other stuff coming up my sleeve. I got some other stuff up my sleeve that we'll talk about later on another episode. Next week, because we're back. Maybe we're back and we're putting shit out in normal time weekly for your asses. Okay. Yeah, I will stop talking. I will talk more, but talk more about different stuff. All right. So let's get into this day in aviation. Cue some sort of music. Hold on. Cue the music to this day in aviation. Dang. Okay. That was very loud. Yeah. Loud. All right. So loud. It hurt my ears. Hopefully I didn't hurt your ears, bro. I'm sorry about that. First episode back. So making mistakes. That's okay. That's all right. We got it down. What is this? What is that? Why is that so like that? All right. Sorry, guys. I've got some background music, so that's great. Why? Okay, Moz bot keeps moving. Hold on. There we go. Now, it's this. What's this one? Hold on, let's try this one. Pretty cool, I guess. Hold on, dudes. Fuck. I gotta go switch over my laundry. Stand by. All right, I'm back. Sorry, I was messing around with buttons here. forgot that I had to, you know, switch over my laundry before, before I have to go to work. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Did it. Did it. We did it. All right. Anyways, let's get into this day in aviation. I'm going to try to share my screen here. Share my screen so I can screen. All right, dude. Here we go. January 8, 1944. At Muroc Army Airfield, later to become Edwards Air Force Base, the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation's chief engineering test pilot, Milo Garrett Buchanan, took the prototype model L-140, the Army Air Force's XP-80 Shooting Star, for its first flight. Would you look at that thing? Early on the morning of the scheduled first flight of the XP-80, busload after busload of political dignitaries and almost every general in the Army Air Force arrived at northwest end of the lake, a short distance from our hangar. Scheduled takeoff time had passed. I was afraid Milo was having difficulties. Then I heard the H-1B fire up and taxied by on the lake bed in front of our ramp. What a beautiful bird, another product of Kelly Johnson, Lockheed's fame, chief design engineer. Tricycle gear, very thin wings, and a clear view bubble canopy. Milo gave me the okay sign. This was the initial flight of America's second jet fighter. And what a flight it was. Milo taxied along in front of generals, politicians, turned south, and applied full power. The smoke and sand were flying as the engine reached full power, and the XP-80 roared down the lake. Milo pulled her off, retracted gear and flaps, and held her on the deck. Accelerating, he pulled up in a climbing right turn, rolled into a left turn to a north heading, and from an altitude estimated to be 4,000 feet, entered a full-bore dive headed for the buses. He started the pull-up in front of our hangar. It was in a 60-degree climb when he passed over the buses, doing consecutive aileron rolls at 360 degrees per second up to 10,000 feet. So a few minor problems caused Bertram to end the flight after approximately 5 minutes, but these quickly resolved and flight tests continued. That's kind of cool, man. Let's see. Let's go to the next one. Dun, dun, dun. La, la, la. A lot of words on this here page, but it's kind of cool. There's a lot of cool stuff in here. Okay. A lot of cool stuff. All right. Well, hey, listen, folks, that was this day in aviation. I'm going to stop sharing this page and I'm going to go over here to this one. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I've got a little spacey there. Let's see. I haven't eaten yet. So been working on that. Let's see. Let's go to the news. The news. And I'm going to talk like that. Probably going to talk like the newscasters. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Let's go. Let's go share this one. We're going to the War Zone. It's a magazine that has War Zone stuff in it. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Here we go. U.S. Marine Corps, USMC XQ-58 Valkyrie development makes leap forward with new contract. Northrop Grumman has now joined the effort to craft a fully missionized version of Kratos XQ-58 for the Marine Corps. Wow. Just something the Marines need, you know? Something else to fucking crash. The Marine Corps pursuit of a fully missionized version of Kratos' stealthy XQ-58 Valkyrie drone has taken another step forward with a new announcement that Northrop Grumman is now aiding in the effort. Northrop Grumman says it will deliver a mission kit that includes its PRISM autonomy package, sensors, and other capabilities to help fully turn the Valkyrie into what looks set to be Marine's first operational collaborative combat aircraft. Oh, Northrop Grumman announced today has received a competitively awarded deal in relation to what is now formally known as the Marine Corps Marine Air Ground Task Force Uncrewed Expeditionary Tactical Aircraft. What shit? Fucking cool. Marines are getting a new drone. Wow. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Dude. This is some crazy stuff, dude. U.S. forces seize fleeing Russian flagged oil tanker in North Atlantic. This, you know, with the whole like Venezuela thing, we should talk about that stuff. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. A lot of people are pissed. I guess a lot of Venezuelans are, you know, celebrating. Let's see. ARC is stealth drone support of Maduro capture mission. U.S. has captured Venezuela President Nicolas. Yep. U.S. special ops aircraft arriving in U.K. could point to looming oil tanker boarding operation. Ooh. Missile fragments add evidence MQ-9 Reaper drone carried out Venezuelan strike. Chinese cargo ship converted to launch advanced combat drones emerges. Whoa, dude. Iranian strike surveillance drones are now operating in Venezuela. That was a few days ago. So, crazy, bro. Crazy. Let's check out what's going on in space. E7 Wedgetail radar jet procurement plans axed by NATO. But why? The ARC orbital supply capsule aims to put military supplies anywhere on Earth within an hour. That's crazy, dude. Never even thought of that. Lockheed to test Golden Dome space-based missile interceptor in orbit by 2028. Dang, dude. Space Force wants aggressive satellites to emulate adversary orbital capabilities. Tracking movement. Tracking moving aircraft via radar satellites instead of surveillance jets still far from reality. These are some of the headlines, dude, that I'm going over. So, you know, bear with me, bro. Bear with me. Sit here. We can read it. We'll be fine. Let's see. What else is going on here? Yeah. Okay. Let's get into some Air Force times. Let's see what's going on. Some Air Force times. Everybody loves Air Force times. It's just like Army times. It's probably super biased, though. Like this, Senate advances resolution to limit Trump's war powers after Venezuela. Of course they're going to try to do that. Anything to tie their hand, tie anybody's hands, but when they want to do it, it's okay. Whatever. We're not political here. We don't choose sides. But new Air Force fitness standards to start counting sooner. The Air Force is also planning to give airmen another option on their cardiovascular options. Evaluations. Apparently they dropped the 2 mile run. They were going to do a 2 mile run, but apparently they dropped it. You can either do a 2 mile run or 20 meter hammer every 6 months. Where the fuck that is, bro? Oh, this is cool and all, but thank God my DD-214 protects me from this shit. Airman awarded medal for aiding capture of fugitive accused of murder. Wow. Great job. Must be an honor. By defense is core defense. DOD launched a review of effectiveness of women in ground combat roles. Of course. And then during why troops keep naming things after reptiles. Okay. Battlefield 6 review the return of a war game worth fighting for. The next military shooter showdown, Call of Duty vs. Battlefield. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, cool. I mean, I guess that was cool. What else? What else are we going to talk about? Let's see where we're at. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's talk about it. Let's go. Talk about some real quick, or let's go look at some real quick maintenance stories and pilot stories. Just a couple of them. Just like a minute or two long. It's real short. I scoured the internet for some of these. And this is not me. I have, but I will read them as if it were me. All right. So, here we go. Oh, I got to find a transition. Let me find a transition here. Aircraft funny aviation stories brought to you by maintainers and pilots. Story number one, they're taping the engine back together.
So I'm out on the ramp doing maintenance and I notice a passenger just absolutely spiraling out the window. Like this person is convinced they're about to be featured on a documentary.
They're watching us apply tape to the airplane and in their heads, duct tape from their garage. Holy shit. So I've seen this a lot on social medias. Let me say this slowly. Speed tape. Aviation certified, heat resistant, if for flight. The funny part, that tape probably has more paperwork than your car, your house, and your birth certificate combined. If duct tape actually worked at altitude and speed, Boeing would just back a truck up to Home Depot and call it a day. I mean, relax. The airplane is fine. The tape is fine. You, however, need a drink, ma'am. That's a pretty good story. Pretty good one. I like it. Let's see. Here's a pilot squawk. A little snippet. Pilot writes up, no tread left on main tire. Cool. Fantastic. Love that for me.
Problem is, I installed that tire 2 hours ago, so I'm already suspicious. I go walk out to the jet, and the tire looks brand new. Still got the molding mark. Still smells like rubber. So now I'm trying to figure out if this pilot landed like they personally hate the runway, or if they just don't know what aircraft tires look like. Aircraft tires are not car tires. They're supposed to look bald. That's how physics works. But hey, the confidence in that write-up, incredible. Give that man, that pilot, a crayon. He needs to go back to learn how to write his name. Okay, this one is baffling. It's a small one again. This was in the logbook. I don't know what it is. Pilot walks up, hands me the logbook, and goes, "Hey, man, this thing was in here. Not sure what it is." I open it. It's the pilot operating handbook, the book that explains the airplane. I didn't even respond right away. I just stared. Because in that moment, I realized this person flies thousands of pounds of metal using vibes. Vibes alone, and maybe a prayer. Sir, that book is not a mystery novel. That is the answers. It tells you how to fly the jet. I don't know, man. It'd be funny. I would be scared to be on that airplane. It must be a heavy, heavy airplane. One of those fucking airliner shits. Let's see where the time that we're at. We're at about 20 minutes here. All right, you guys. With that, I'm going to leave you here. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's talk about an X-plane for a second here. All right? Let's go and go over here and talk about the Convair X6. Convair X6. X-plane used for some scientific research. Pretty cool. Convair X6 was an experimental aircraft project to develop and evaluate nuclear-powered jet aircraft. Experiments were carried out on a test lab aircraft named Convair NB-36H, based on the B-36 bomber. The program was canceled before the actual X-6 and its nuclear reactor engines were completed. The X-6 was part of a larger series of programs that ran from 1946 through 1961 and cost $7 billion. The basic idea was that nuclear-powered strategic bombers would be able to stay airborne for weeks at a time as their range would not be limited by liquid jet fuel. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. The government fucking wasting a lot of money. $7 billion in a, 10-year, 1946 to 1960? That went nowhere. Nowhere at all. Love it. All right, guys. Listen, if you've lasted this long, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Love you guys. Again, we're going on almost 3 years. Share with your friends. Share with your frenemies. Also, to our patrons, Gregory, the mayor, Freaky Freeland, Goodyear, and fuck you, Cody. We love you guys. Thank you very much for supporting us, supporting this channel. And if you'd like to support the channel, you can go to patreon.com/ Keys of the Jet Podcast. $5 donation. If you don't want to do it, cool. We'd be grateful if you did. But if you don't, that's awesome too. You keep on listening. All right. I love you guys. I'm out of here. I will see you next week. Bye. I gotta find the button. Okay, bye.